Ronan Kelly is back with another look at It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Karen. Class clown. That's the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Star over a silly picture of Michael O'Leary. The Irish Independent also has a goofy photo of him, looking like a schoolboy trying to make the other kids giggle behind the teacher's back. And the paper said he had the Fine Gael campaigners cheering and laughing at his comments making fun of teachers. The Independent front page says that Fine Gael is scrambling to limit the damage from the comments, with Simon Harris saying Michael O'Leary should stick to running Ryanair. The Irish Examiner quotes a teachers' union describing the Fine Gael activists' reaction as cheap and sycophantic. Mary Carr, writing the Irish Daily Mail, suggests that if Michael O'Leary knows so much about politics, he should consider standing himself, and if he doesn't, he should leave off slagging those who are. And those who are standing provide the papers with plenty to write about this morning. The Irish Times, for example, has two pages of election stories covering housing, derelict property, disability, health and Irish unity. The Examiner has a list of questions that Mother Nature might like you to ask canvassers when they come calling. While elsewhere in the paper is a piece on how the parties don't need so many of those canvassers anymore because they're using social media. And that piece is illustrated with a photo of Michael Healy-Ray wearing no cap, with a large set of headphones on, and shoved up inside one of the pieces of the headphones, a big mobile phone. Still on politicians and technology, the Mail has a story about the new deputy, the Greens deputy leader, who was standing beside the leader at a press briefing. While Roderick O'Gorman was being asked a flurry of questions from one journalist, the paper says that Roisin Garvey whispered in his ear to ignore the journalist, not realising that there was a bank of microphones in front of her which picked up her words. And the date of the election is not great for the Social Democrats, according to the Irish Times. That's because Holly Cairns is expecting her first baby at the end of the month. The paper quotes her as saying that the date is tricky. Today is Armistice Day, the day the end of the First World War is commemorated, and also the time for the annual debate on the wearing of the poppy. The Belfast Telegraph reports that footballer James McLean posted a photo of himself standing apart from his Wrexham teammates during a minute's silence and explaining why he doesn't wear a poppy on his shirt. He said that if the poppy was solely commemorating those who fought in the two world wars, he'd wear it. But nowadays, he says, it's being used to honour British soldiers in all conflicts, including those who shot people on Bloody Sunday in Derry. The Burkes from Castlebar get two mentions in the Irish Times. On the front page, a report that the Bar Council has blocked the latest attempt to help Simeon Burke qualify as a barrister. While inside the paper, columnist Joe Humphreys mentions Simeon's brother. He's writing about the number of unhappy young men and men's need for love. He says he doesn't know Enoch Burke, now 400 days in prison, but he'd like to give him a hug. Back to the Belfast Telegraph, which is a piece on Christmas dinner. Apparently, if you don't want to cook, the paper has found a fancy Belfast restaurant that will do it for you. Its dinner on Christmas Day will cost you a mere £345 per adult and £200 per child. And on food and Fine Gael's self-inflicted woes, the Mail has an election notebook piece with a Facebook photo of Simon Harris and Pascal Donoghue sitting with the Fine Gael group at a table in Dublin before the rugby match in a pub. The paper points out that the Restaurants Association won't be too happy with the picture because no one at the table has any food or drink in front of them. The Mail says the politicians look like a visiting crew of prohibitionists.
Ronan Kelly.